Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie? Oh, God, nailed it.
Are You Smarter Than Katie this morning, brought to you by Kids Care Dental and Orthodontics. And playing this morning is Jenny from Vacaville. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
You're in real estate, correct?
Yes.
Great. You can sell Kevin a house because he's got to move out of his mom's house.
He would love that.
He would not qualify.
Okay. Yes, but he needs to get out of his mom's house.
It would be hilarious to house hunt with him because he would absolutely shop outside of his means.
Yeah.
100%. All right, Jenny, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
See you later, Katie.
Bye.
Jenny, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win $240 today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one. It Chapter 2 had a massive weekend opening, pulling in $91 million, giving it its second highest opening weekend in the history of horror movies, only behind the first It movie from 2017. In the first It movie, what was the name of the little boy that lost his paper boat down a sewer that first introduces us to Pennywise?
Tommy.
Question two, vinyl record sales are projected to beat CD sales this year for the first time in 30 years. Vinyl records sales topped more than $220 million so far this year alone. When playing a record on a record player, you could play it at 33 and a third, 45, or 78 RPM. What does RPM stand for?
Reps per minute.
Question three, today kicks off Palindrome Week. Yes, round of applause for that. That means that every day for the next 9 days reads the same backward as it does forward. So 9, 10, 19 backwards is 9, 10, 19. Another mind game is when you rearrange the letters of a word to form a new word, like cinema, and made to become Iceman. What is that called? Is that an anagram, a homonym, or a homophone?
Anagram.
Question four. Sad news. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and her husband Todd are going their separate ways after he filed for divorce at an Alaska courthouse on Friday. They'd been together since 1988. Sarah and her family rose to fame when she was announced as the running mate in the 2008 presidential election to what candidate?
John McCain.
And question five, parents of YouTube's highest earner, seven-year-old Ryan Kaji. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Ryan Kaji is under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission after failing to declare paid sponsorships of the products he reviews on his YouTube channel, Ryan Toy Reviews.
Lock Ryan up!
Ryan is worth more than $20 million. Let's say he has to pay a fine of 25% of $20 million. How much would that 25% be?
$5 million.
Katie! Okay. Oh, she's here.
There she is. All right, Katie, you are going for your 286th win today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Question one. It Chapter 2 had a massive opening weekend, pulling in $91 million. It's the second highest opening weekend in the history of horror movies, only behind the first It movie. In the first It movie, what was the name of the little boy that lost his paper boat down a sewer that first introduces us to Pennywise?
Charlie?
Hey there, Georgie.
Georgie!
Hey there, Georgie. Want to come down here?
Very wise, Georgie. Very wise indeed.
Question two. Vinyl record sales are projected to beat CD sales for the first time in 30 years. When playing a record on a record player, you can play it at 33 and a third, 45, or 78 RPM. What does RPM stand for?
Oh.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
It's not reps per minute.
1. Need an answer.
Reps per minute. Okay.
Rotations per minute.
I kept wanting to say revolution.
Question three. Today kicks off palindrome week.
Yay!
That means every day for the next 9 days reads the same backward as it does forward. So 9, 10, 19 backwards is 9, 10, 19. Another mind game is when you rearrange the letters of a word to form a new word, like cinema can be made into Iceman. What is that called? Is that an anagram, a homonym, or a homophone?
Anagram.
Correct. Question four, sad news. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and her husband Todd are going their separate ways after he filed for divorce at an Alaska courthouse on Friday.
I do not believe in love now.
No, especially because they told us who we are allowed to love and who we're not.
That's right. Sarah and her family rose to fame when she was announced as the running mate in the 2008 presidential election to what candidate?
John McCain.
Correct.
She didn't even need the multiple choice.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there was there a multiple
choice? No.
No.
Oh.
And question five. Parents of YouTube's highest earner, 7-year-old Ryan Kaji, is under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission for failing to declare paid sponsorships of the products he reviews on his YouTube channel, Ryan Toy Reviews. Ryan is worth more than $20 million. Let's say he has to pay a fine of 25% of $20 million. How much would that 25% be?
Hmm.
3 seconds.
$250,000.
That's incorrect.
I don't think so.
It's $5 million. $5
million. Yeesh.
Do you want us to...
Rain, don't.
Okay. Oh.
I'm not in the mood today.
Look what you did.
We all hope that Ryan's parents pull through in this time of adversity.
Right. It's very difficult. But thoughts and prayers.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That means today's final score is Jenny 3, Katie 2.
Oh,
Jenny wins!
No!
Wow. Did you say ha-ha?
Wow. All right. $240 the jackpot today. Congratulations,
enough
Jenny.
Enough to buy a house, Jenny.
Yeah.
Yahoo!
That's your commish for selling something to Kevin.
Congratulations, Jenny. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I knew I was smarter than Katie.
Wow!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.